obviously they wouldn't be playing him in the field had not Fall gotten hurt, so that's one of the things. Also, I don't think you can diminish the fact that they won the World Series in 2005, and he won it with some players who could actually play, and I know they had a great run, and a lot of people say, well, they were very lucky. I think everybody who wins the World Series to a certain extent has to have some luck. But when you win 11 of 12 playoff games, you're doing something right. And Kenny did something right. He also has a couple of division championships. And that can't be diminished. So, has he made mistakes? Look, if you're going to be as aggressive as Kenny Williams has been, you're going to make mistakes. Unfortunately, if you make them and a lot of them in a short period of time and they're big money mistakes, if you're not drawing as well as you would like, then it really ties your hands as to what you can do going forward. And I think, unfortunately, to this point, that's what's happened. So looking forward, you have to have Jake Peavy come around and do a lot better than he's done. They haven't gotten a whole lot from him in the 2.5 years they've had him. You have to have Rios suddenly start to be the Rios that maybe we saw parts of last year and certainly the years before in Toronto. For Adam Dunn, he just has to do something. This has been a year for the record books as far as futility. You can't get around that. And so those are moves that Kenny made, and unfortunately they haven't worked out. We'll see what happens next year. I don't know what the chairman is going to say when he takes a look at the eventual attendance figures and says, okay, we were all in this year. We did whatever we could. We spent as much as we could, and yet we weren't drawing quite as well because the team wasn't near as good as we thought it was going to be. I mean, you're looking at the White Sox right now at 2 games under .500. That pretty much tells you exactly what this team has been to this point. Doesn't tell you exactly what's going to happen with this team the rest of the way, but it will tell you this has been a mediocre baseball team. And when I keep hearing about, well, it's a better team than it's played, actually the league tells you how good your team is. And when you're not doing as well as you thought you should, the league is telling you that you may be overestimated the ability that you had.
Steve, great stuff as always. Look forward to talking with you next week.
Okay, take care, and I have a good rest of the show, and let's see if the Southsiders can turn it around in Seattle, boys.
We shall see. Steve Stone, okay, who joins us every Friday, usually 2 o'clock, 1:30 today. He is
my Steve,
our White Sox and MLB expert, and you can watch him tonight with the Sox going in Seattle in
a little
just a
football
bit.
Talk.
Oh, a lot of football talk. Charles Davis, who broadcasts for everyone, will join us next. Keep it here. You've got the score.